Tail 4, WWZ, monitoring.
Go for it, WWZ, KO4, PXB.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing since I hadn't heard you on the radio in a little while?
Roger, roger. I'm doing all right. Just getting ready to get out on the road and do this job again today. So I'm glad it's Wednesday. Can't wait till Friday.
Yep. The breaks are off and Friday's on the way. You must be working different shifts for me to be able to hear you on the radio.
Yeah, not necessarily. I've been on first shift. I just hadn't had a whole lot of time. We've been flagging Highway 290 over here in Taylor's all week. Monday, they hit a water main. So, yeah, that confused us a little bit because we had to take down our traffic control and let the water company set up their traffic control. And it was a hot mess. They didn't communicate with us and nothing like they were supposed to, so, yeah, it's not bad, but, no, I ain't working different shifts unless I get an ER call at night, but, yeah, I've just been real busy. I haven't got on the repeater much lately.
Definitely happens that way. Yeah, definitely. I heard about the water main breaking, so that was definitely would not have been a fun thing to have to clean up. And
oh wow, how did you hear about that? I know from Richard, somebody who uses this repeater said something about it, but I hadn't heard any. I don't know. How did you hear about it?
One of my friends that lives in that area, they told me about it. That's the way I heard about it.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it was definitely not fun. I'm just glad I was standing far enough away that my feet didn't get wet.
I would have definitely been happy that I was not the person that caused it to break.
Yeah, I told the crews I felt bad for them, and I hope that they had a better day yesterday, and they did. Hopefully it goes just as well today. But accidents happen. It happens all the time. They didn't mean to, of course. It was an accident. They were just trying to locate where all the lines were and everything so the gas company can put a gas line in. So. It happens. But it'll go well from here.
Yep, they should have called it 811 before they dug.
True, but they are a survey crew, so their job is to locate. So technically they are locators.
And probably another good thing is the temperature wasn't severely cold, so when the water didn't freeze and on the roadway and make a major mess.
Yes, sir, definitely. That is a good thing.
Are you outside where you can actually look at the sunrise? That's actually very pretty.
Yes, I am. I can see the pink in the clouds and the purple. I love it. I just wish I was on a mountain. I would take a picture of it. I'm in a stink parking lot.
Yep, it is definitely very pretty.
Well, what you got on the agenda for today, Lloyd?
Just working on a storage project for one of the departments to make sure that they got enough storage for the next couple of years and looking at to migrate to the cloud or buy a storage device where they'll have enough space for those couple of years. So that's definitely what I'm working on, so that, you know, we still got, you know, well over about a year's worth of storage space, so definitely starting now to go ahead and get it in place and get it paid for, and so the project, the item can come in with the slow process of getting things now. It's definitely taking a little while longer to get things.
Good deal. Good deal. KO4WWZ, sir.
I think you, quite a while back you mentioned you were, or that you have already updated your license. Is that too?
Negative on the upgrade, that I am studying for it when I have time. With my job and everything, I started studying for it, and then I had a lot of time occupied by my job, so I had to put that on hold because my job is more important than ham radio. But I don't want people to be offended, but that is kind of the part of the amateur code that, you know, you put other more important things before the hobby. So, I'm working on it, but it's going to take me a while.
KO4PXB, what's your level now?
I'm a technician.
Definitely one thing that will help out is go on the, just look on YouTube for the general's class license. You can watch all the videos that are out there for it from Dave Kessler and the other ones that are out there, and then just go on to the ARRL and log in, and then you can start taking the practice questions for the general, and that'll definitely help out. I took mine about a month ago and passed it.
Awesome. Congratulations. Have you gotten yourself a HF transceiver yet?
Nope, not yet. I've been looking for the, and saving up the money to do so, and definitely finding a way and a place to put an antenna to where it's not so visible to get in trouble with the HOA.
I understand. Honestly, I think that the HOA shouldn't be doing that. I mean, we as amateurs, we know how to present harmful radiation from RF. I mean, if you got the antenna up high enough, it probably wouldn't interfere with any of the other people's stuff. I don't know. I don't understand that, but it is what it is.
There's probably some good parts in the HOA to where I guess they keep people from using their cars, their driveways as a, you know, parking lot or a business for working on their cars. But it is pretty crazy where we can't, you know, in the HOA for our community, you can't have a boat in the driveway, you can't have an RV. You're not even supposed to have a motorcycle, which that's the craziest one to me, because if that's somebody's single, if that's their only mode of transportation, of how the HOA can tell you you can't even have a motorcycle.
Yep, that is crazy.
A couple of years ago when we bought me and my wife bought the RV, we had not got a storage place yet, so we had it parked in the driveway waiting on this storage place to come available, and we got a letter from the HOA's lawyer's office that we weren't allowed to have an RV parked in the driveway. So, you know, we called them back, told them, said, you know, it's only going to be for a couple of days till we get a parking place for, like, a storage spot. See, the worst part about me being an HOA, the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so she's pretty much, I guess if I do something wrong, my house is the first one that she's going to, you know, kind of complain about.
Roger, roger. Well, I have to go, and I'll talk to you later. KO4WWZ, 73 is motion.
Sir, have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
Hey, morning, son. Good to hear you. KW4X. hear you fine. I said, how's it working?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
How'd you get it working again? W4FC, and what'd you do to get it working?
With a bunch of buttons. So I'm not sure which ones. Just pressed them and came back on. But I can't really hear you that well. You're breaking up.
Let me get in a better spot. I'm not in a good spot. Is this any better here?
I'm not sure what's going on here.
Denver Ducky, a little small 2-inch antenna. So I'm not in a good spot. Is this any better here? A little 5-watt handheld in the bedroom with a 3-inch antenna. I need to get a hot spot. Is this better right here?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, tomorrow I have a different radio in here for you. Hey, happy midweek, Wednesday. Good game last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would say most of it. I watched a little bit of it. Kids wanted to watch something, so it's kind of hard to watch sports now with kids. But, yeah, they came back and they beat them. That was crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, like?
Yeah, it's a great game. Did you watch the whole thing?
Gary does swap shop. He does net 9 o'clock. Yeah, probably will lose it, but I like the new coach. I like Lamar. He's good, isn't he? And Gigi McDowell is incredible.
Yeah, well, I think they play Texas A&M next, isn't it? Isn't that the next game?
They play Friday, 7 o'clock, and there will be NCAA champions again. W4FCM, hope I'm in a good spot now.
CM, KD4FDI.
It's my fault. I'm looking for a better spot. Is this better right here? W4FCM. I'm on a rubber ducky in the bedroom, so my fault. Is this any better right here? Bucks play Friday. I think they're going to be NCAA champions again.
Well, I think hopefully we're going to win the whole thing. So they're looking really good this year. They're still undefeated, right?
Oh, and Leah Boston, she's NCAA all the way, isn't she?
Hello.
Got each other. Hanging out in the bedroom doesn't work. W4FCM. I was saying Leah Boston's NCAA all the way, son. She's whenever she wants to go NCAA. Thank you.
Yeah, you're coming in every now and then you're breaking up a little bit. So, all right, well, can't really hear you that well, so I'm going to get ready for work. But you have a great day, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, I'll do better tomorrow. What day do you have? Did you leave for Florida next week, son? Thank you, FCM.
You were in and out for him, but anyway, have a good morning, 7-3.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you for your help. I was wondering what day he leaves for Florida, but I'll text him and find out. W4FCM, Simon.